Blog Talk Radio.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony is real.
Praise the Lord. My faith has been tried. We're going to say hallelujah to God on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, 11/11/2020. This is Pastor Teresa Docks. And I want to encourage you to be blessed with the music, and I'll be right back. God is good, and he is good not some of the time, but God is good all of the time. For his grace and his mercy, hallelujah, endures forever. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to welcome you to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. We welcome you to the line, and we pray that you have your Bibles and that you are excited and delighted about a Wednesday with the Word. I'm telling you, when you get the Word in you, you're able to fight that spiritual battle. You're able to activate the things of the kingdom. So I want to encourage you, get your Bible. It is Bible class. It's Bible time. It's Bible study. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Time to be in the presence of the Lord. It is time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's high time to be in the presence of the Lord. You know what's going on in the natural. You know what we're dealing with in these days, in these times, in these moments. What are we dealing with? We are called to an appointed time like this. Amen. Get your quiet time and get in God's presence. That's what God is calling for. God is calling for a time where we are setting aside our day without a telephone, without a phone, without a TV, without a computer, that we would get in his presence and begin to talk to him. So I want to invite you to join God and be in his presence. I believe that there's going to be a time when we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. I believe that God is setting this time aside so that he can get our attention. Father, we graciously thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will come and rest upon us, that you would lead, guide, and direct us, Father. Father, every single thing that's not like you, God, we ask you to remove it by the blood of Jesus. God, we're talking about me. We're talking about ourselves, Father. Father, that you would cause everything to get out of our way so that we can hear you and that we can receive what you're calling us to do by and only by the name of Jesus. We decree it to be so. And we thank you that there's a fresh anointing that's coming on us on this day in Jesus' name. We thank you for fresh fire. We thank you for rhema word. And we thank you, God, that you would even give us prayer points. God, that we'll be able to go by and walk out and walk into. I believe that there's going to be prophetic rain. I believe that there's going to be an anointing that's downpoured in our spirit as we open up our ear gates to hear what God is saying to his people, to his church. Those that have ears will hear what the Lord is saying. I believe. I want you to begin to say, I believe, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Begin to say you believe. You believe. What are you believing God for? God is saying, believe me for some things. Stop saying what you see, but I want you to believe, says the Lord.
Remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord.
Do you remember that day?
You told me if I trusted, you would never leave me. You said you'd always be there. Oh, oh, oh. And even though I've never seen your face, so I know your presence is real. Yeah. You told
you, do you believe? Do you believe what he told you? Do you believe that there is no thing impossible if you only believe? Don't go by what you see. Go by what you expect. I want you to begin to say, Lord, I believe in your promises. I believe in what you told me. I believe that it's true. I believe. God said if you delight yourself in him, he said, I will give you the desires of your heart. But I want you to tell your spirit, I believe. I believe. Begin to say, I believe. Not what you see, but what you say. What are you saying? Tell the enemy, I believe. I believe that I'm going to that next place in you. I believe that old things have passed away and all things have become new. I believe that I'm going to remember some things. I believe that my son is going to be offered drugs. I believe that my daughter is going to complete college. I believe that I'm going to forgive and love and walk in peace and holiness. I believe. What are you believing God for? Tell him, I believe. What the Lord is saying, either you believe me or you don't. Either you're going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, hallelujah, in the work of the Lord. God is always moving. He's always working. He's always activating the world. The world is in transition. You are in transition. God is molding and making you so that he can use you for his glory. Amen. It don't matter what's going on. It don't matter who won't concede. It don't matter. I'm telling you, tell the enemy, I believe. God wants to restore your peace. God wants to restore your purpose. God wants to restore you to a place where you're operating in total peace. Amen. God wants you to operate in peace while you're believing. God wants you to dance in peace while you're believing. God wants you to tell the enemy to go while you're believing. Amen. God is trying to tell you something. It's not what you see. It's what you say. It's not what you see. It's what you say. Amen. We're going to be talking about the prophet Isaiah. God let him see some things, and God let him say some things. Why? Because God took him to another realm, another level. But I'm going to tell you something. When you are of age, what did the Bible say? The Bible says that when you are of age, you act of age. When you're a child, you act like a child. When you give a baby milk, the baby's going to be all right. But when you give a baby meat, hallelujah, a baby gonna choke. Amen. But when you give a mature adult some meat, we can digest it. Amen. We got some meat today. Tell the devil, I believe.
And the only reason why the devil is hitting you like he's hitting you is because he has literally peeked into your future. And he sees what God's about to bring you into. That's why you can't depend on nothing but the word of God. Ah, your word is true.
Your word is true.
Hallelujah.
Your word is true.
Hallelujah.
Your word is true.
Hallelujah. know you can say it. Just say, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. Every time the enemy try to discourage you, every time the enemy lie on you, I want you to tell them, I believe, yes, I do, yes, I do, yes, I do. Begin to declare that thing. Begin to speak it into your spirit. Begin to cause some things to birth out of you, amen, because you have the power, you have the anointing, you have what it takes. And I know one of my spiritual mentors will always say, you got the good. Amen. Amen. When you, the devil know that he can't shake your faith, and you can tell him, I believe, and you steadfast and you unmovable, and you always abound in the work of the Lord, you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you tell the enemy, I shall not be moved. Amen. Church of God is marching. I shall not be moved. You know what your mama taught you. You know what your daddy taught you. It's true. I believe. I believe what I'm about to say. I believe what I'm about to teach. I believe. I'm going to tell you, sometimes we say we believe, but our actions are different. Our conversation is different from what we say, hallelujah, that we believe. What do you believe today? Amen. Glory to God. By this time, I know you have your Bibles. And I know that you're prepared. But I have a question to ask you. I want you to turn to Isaiah 6. Amen. And while you're finding the scripture, I want to ask you, what is your purpose, call to do? What is your purpose? This teaching is about when Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, was being commissioned. And this is the season that we're in now. All these things that's going on in the earth realm, it is for such a time as this. It's all about you. It's not about Trump. It's not about Biden. It's not about anyone other than you manifesting. Amen. You got the goods. You got what it takes. Amen. And God is saying, I need you to come unto me. We're going to start with Isaiah 6. And let us read. Let's start with verse 1. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I know you have your Bible. And I'm going to begin to read Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. And again, I told you it was in the year that King Uzziah died. The king had died. I saw also the Lord sitting up on a throne. Do you see him sitting on his throne? Whose throne do you see? Do you see the president's throne, or do you see the Lord sitting on the throne? The Lord. High and lifted up. Glory to God. And the Bible says, and his train filled the temple. I want you to see this thing. I want you to believe this thing. Begin to see it and believe that God's taking you to another realm. God's activating your eyes so you could see. Above it stood the seraphim. Amen. Each one had six wings with twine. He covered his face. Twine represents two. And with twine, he covered his feet. And with twine, he did fly. and one cried unto another. They was talking to each other. These angels was talking to one another. Who are you talking to? And as they were talking to one another, and one said, hallelujah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Now the Lord was in his temple, and these angels was on both sides of him, and they were talking to one another. These angels, and I'm going to go on with the reading of the word, but I want to explain these angels to you. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Listen what he said. He said, the whole earth full of his glory. Not part of the earth. You know, not Alabama, not Michigan. Hallelujah. Not one state. Not the red state. Not the blue state. He said the whole earth is filled with his glory. I want you to get it. I want you to say, I believe. I believe. Amen. He said the whole earth was filled with his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. Now, we already know who was crying, who was saying, holy, holy. It was the angels. And the post was moving. Why? Because the angels were saying, holy, holy, holy. And the Bible says, and the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried. Listen, because they were saying this. This is what happened. And the house, hallelujah, was filled with smoke. You can make some things happen by what you say. What are you saying? But I want to tell you what happened next. When the house was filled with smoke, verse 5 says, then says I, hallelujah, I was the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah had nothing to do with what was going on, but guess what he said? Isaiah said, woe is me. I am undone. He didn't say you're undone. He didn't say they were undone. He didn't say those people was undone. He didn't say us is undone. He didn't say we're undone. He said, I am undone. Why did he say he was undone? He said, because I am a man of unclean lips. He didn't say, I'm going to do this. I got that. I'm going to go there. I. No, he took the blame. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. And he said, I, hallelujah, I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes, he didn't say they eyes. He said, my eyes have seen the king. He didn't say my eyes have seen the president. He didn't say my eyes have seen the baby. My eyes have seen my wife or my husband or my child. He said, my eyes have seen the king, the Lord of hosts. Listen, he began to see some things. Why? Because he was being commissioned. He was beginning to understand what he was called to do. His purpose, excuse my language, but all hell was breaking loose. It seemed like nothing was going right. So he began to say, Lord, woe is me. And then he said, I seen the King, the host, the Lord of hosts. Then guess something was happening. Something is happening. Then he then flew one of the seraphims unto to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar. So the altar was smoking. Remember that. So we're going to say a coal. He took it, and what did he do with it? He took a live coal of his hand, which he had taken off the altar. What did he do with it? And he said it, and he laid it upon my mouth. What are you saying? And said, lo, thou hast touched thy lips, and thou iniquity taken away, and thou sin is purged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It go on and on. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Can you understand that? God is saying, who will go for us? Who is the us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Send me. We know that the word of God is blessed. We know that the word of God has power. So we thank God for the reading of his word. And we thank God for the activation of the word in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, we say yes and amen. I believe. I believe. I believe in his promises. Let me just kind of break this down to you. For a text and a title, I want to say what we need in the downtime. See, God used COVID to put us in a downtime. Hallelujah. What we need in a downtime, sometimes we say quarantine. But what we need in the downtime, I believe. In verse 1, it mentions the death of King Uzziah. Uzziah, some say Uzziah. He was the 10th king of Judah. And he was a very godly man. He was highly influenced by the prophet Zechariah. And unlike many of the other kings, he had never totally departed from the worship of the true God. So under his influence, the southern kingdom obtained much power. The southern kingdom obtained wealth and success unlike any it had enjoyed since the day of Solomon. See, the Bible says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. So we want to transform that. So if the righteous is not ruling, we'll not rejoice. But right now, King Uzziah had died, and the successor was taking place, and the blessings of the Lord was being manifested. But Uzziah, made the mistake of offering incense in the temple. That happened in 2 Chronicles, verse 26. So when he went against the will of God, he was stricken with leprosy by the Lord for his disobedience to the Lord. He died in that leprous condition. Disobedience to the Lord is a serious thing. So we have to walk in obedience, because you know what the Lord said? The disobedient child is not mine. He said we are to walk in obedience. I'm going to break it down to you. So we're talking about Isaiah. So Isaiah, he was disturbed of the king's death. See, after all, he had reigned for 52 years. So So his death signaled the end of a season, the end of a time, the end of a great prosperity, the end of great consistency. So Isaiah and his entire nation, they had been comfortable, but they was being pushed into a season of, they were being pushed into a season of change, a season of doubt, a season of uncomfortability. But yet, for Isaiah, the time had came for him to rediscover and to understand his purpose. See, God allow you to lose a job. God will allow you to lose things. God will even allow you to lose relationships. God will even allow you to lose bank accounts. God will even allow you to lose much. Hallelujah. If he got to take it from you, so he can get you into that place where you will understand your purpose, sometimes it takes that. So this is the season that Isaiah was in. Amen. Fret not. There's a purpose in this season. There's a plan in this season. God is doing some things. It's not just happening. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you believe. You believe the word of God? If you believe, say what you believe. Let me break it down. We've all have down times in our life. See, those down times can cause us to grow up, or they can ruin us. It depends on what we give our attention to. So let's look into these familiar scriptures and think about, I want you to think about what we need to be doing in the downtime in our life. What we need to be doing in this time of quarantine. Hallelujah. Learning what to do when life turns down, it will help us to get back up and walk in God's perfect will. See, God knew that we was about this and we about that. So, nope, I'm going to put this at halt. Because what I need from you is a change. I serve notice on everyone that's on this line, the listeners and archives. If you just happen to come upon this scripture, Isaiah 6, this is the season that we're in. So in verse 1 through 6, Isaiah is talking about we need to see what Isaiah saw. What are you seeing? What are you saying? Hallelujah. See, Isaiah, he saw God's position. Do you see God's position? Or do you see your desires? Do you see what you want? Or do you see what they want? Or do you see how many is pulling for what you want? Isaiah saw God in his sovereignty. God is sovereign, I'm telling you. He don't need us. He'll use a rock. He'll use the wind. He'll use the sun. He'll use the dirt. God use air. He's sovereign. An earthly king may have died. The president time may be up. But God still reigns. God still rules. God still super rules. The Bible says Isaiah saw the Lord. He didn't just see him, people of God. He saw him in all of his glory. He had a profound impact on the life of Isaiah. Have he truly impacted your life? See, when life seems to fall apart in every scene, in every realm, in every prospect, in everything that you attempt to do, do you see God in his glory? See, we need to remember that God, who was in control of all of it, of everything, what appears to be a tragedy to us, it may be the greatest thing that could ever happen in our life. Okay. You don't believe me? What about Job? What about Job? Okay, get your Bible. You already got your Bibles. I hear you. I want you to turn to Romans 8 and 28. God's trying to take us somewhere. Why? He want to take us somewhere so that we can become what God wants us to become. God has an incredible reality for you. God has an incredible reality for his people. You know, sometimes we don't seem to realize that all things, they're going to work together for the good. And the Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, for we know, do you know? That in, listen to the word, in, hallelujah, in this season, all things, God, for the good of them or those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Do you receive it? That all this stuff that seems like it's not good, it may not taste good. You might want a little bit more salt and pepper and all the seasoning in it, but it's working together for your good. It's working together for my good. It's working together for the good of them that you say you love him. Don't get lost in the toss or tossed in the mess. Don't get caught up. Tell the devil, I won't go back to where I used to be. Tell him. Why? Because I believe. Do you believe? You say you believe. So when things happen, don't get all mixed up, because the devil can't do nothing to you. Your faith is a weapon. Your faith. Tell the devil I believe.
Remember the day, yes, I gave my heart to you, Lord. You told me if I...
See, that's when it first happened, when you gave your heart to God, when you said you believed. So now years and times and days and pass by, and you say you believe, but you don't see the change. You know those angels that was on the side of the Lord, high and lifted up, and they were saying, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. The whole earth. Listen, the part that I like the most about this scripture, they were talking to one another. They was talking to one another about God. Talk to somebody about the Father. It had such an anointing on it that Isaiah began to position himself to say, I'm the one that needs to change. I'm the one that have unclean lips. I'm the one that have not arrived. I am the one that need to be changed, because if I change, then I can affect someone else on this commission. You've been commissioned on purpose. You've been put teen on purpose. It wasn't an accident. God said, I'm going to shut this door and I'm going to shut that door and I'm going to close this window. Why? Because you're all caught up. I need you to rely on me. I need your attention. I need your presence. I need your mind. Why? Because listen to what 2 Corinthians 4:17 says. 4:17 says, for our light affliction is but for a moment. It worketh for us afar, not exceeding an eternal weight of glory. What is he saying to us? What is he saying? You know, this situation, it seems like a lot. It seems like I can't handle it. It seems like I'm just getting tired of staying in this house. It seems like it's time for me to travel. It seems like God is saying, I'm giving you some downtime. All this situations, all the things that you've been going through, I'm about to replenish you, do a download. I'm about to do an upload. I'm about to give you an overflow. Listen, let's go to verse 2. He saw God's personality, Isaiah. He not only saw God's position, he saw his personality. He began to see his presence. See, the angelic being in the temple proclaimed the holy nature of God, the God of heaven. I want to say the Trinity. Because what did he say? When he made reference to us, he was talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Even those, I say the sinless creature, was careful to honor the holiness and the purity of the Lord. I want you to notice something. Listen to what they did. They covered their face with their wings. And they're sinless, claimed the glory of the Lord. I believe. See, Isaiah, he finally understood that Uzziah might have been a good king, but the Lord was a holy God, and he alone deserved the glory of all of his life. See, we need to remember that God, his prime characteristic, his personality, everything about God is holy. See, our duty before the Lord is to honor his holy nature. How do we honor it? We honor God by living a holy life before him. He's all knowing. He neither sleeps nor slumber. We don't have to please man, because man, I ain't gonna even go there, but we have to please God. See, we are to recognize his right to glory by giving all of the glory for every single thing in our life. I just read to you in Romans 8:28, in all things. We may not understand in all things. Right now, we may not understand why our president won't concede. Why? Is God in that? He said he's in all things. 31. Isaiah learned that this thing was not about Uzziah. It wasn't even about Isaiah. It was all about God. It's not about Trump. It's not about Biden. It was about, this thing is about God. He and him alone, he deserved this place of honor and glory in our life. We give the news, CNN and Fox News and ABC and NBC and CBS and ETC, etc., too much time. We have to be careful to assume the place that belongs to God alone. Sometimes we get so caught up, I got to go to work, got to go to school, got to. But during the downtime in our lives, we need to remember who is working all things out of his holiness and for the glory of his name. It's for his glory. All this going on, it is for God's glory. Okay, you said prove it. Turn to James. Hallelujah. Turn to James. Let's see. Let's turn to James 1 and 17. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. You study the scripture. Study the word so you can rightfully divide it. You can rightfully divide the word of truth. And the Bible says every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light that does not change like shifting shadows. That's the NIV version. And for those that want to be politically correct, I'm going to read the King James version. I'm going to give you what you want. Amen. You know, sometimes we want the King James version. I love the King James Version as well, but I'm versatile. I read the Amplified. I read the different versions, and then I ask God, hallelujah, to give me the revelation of that version. Amen. But the King James Version reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is ruling this thing. Everything is coming from him, and everything is about him. So Isaiah, the prophet, was beginning to understand God's personality. He was beginning to understand God's holiness. And when he seen them angels covering his face, that was humility. God want to humble us. He want to humble us. We got to forget about ourselves. And we got to remember the mission. And we got to get the message. So when we take the mission, we got the message. So when we get there, we know what we should be saying. Amen. Let's go to verse 4. The prophet, he saw God's presence. Have you ever saw God's face? Well, the Bible says no man has seen God, but his only begotten son, which is in the Father. But Isaiah says, I saw God's presence. We are told that the house was filled with smoke. What will smoke do? If your house is filled with smoke, you've been wearing those shirts, I can't breathe. Well, when the house gets filled with smoke, you won't be able to breathe. Because God's going to get all that stuff out of you that's not like him. God's going to get all that stuff out of us that does not and cannot enter into his presence. Why? Because he said, I will not dwell in an unclean temple. See, this was a symbol of the presence of God. You will notice that God trained, hallelujah, filled the temple. See, that speaks of his robe. I want you to get the revelation. See, God was the central figure in the temple. It was all about God. It wasn't about the pastor. It wasn't about the money. It wasn't about the bills. It was all about God. So since Salno's temple, the natural temple, not our spiritual temple. See, Isaiah was reminded, and it was rather forcefully that Uzziah had died. He might be gone, but the Lord was still here. He had not been forsaken, even during the downtime. Some people have been telling me since this pandemic, they had more money than they ever had in their life. God said, I won't leave you nor forsake you. But God's trying to get us where we are living. Amen. But the Lord was still with his people. Not only was he still with him, it was a great glory. So we need to remember this truth as well. As we are saved, we are never alone. Even during the down times in our life, we still have the presence of the Lord with us at all times. You may not know it, but I guarantee you the enemy sees it. He sees them giant angels with swords of fire in their hand. See, these angels that was on the side of the Lord, these angels was angels of fire. Fire. Burning out everything that's not like God. And that's the season that we're in. Boy, I wish I had more time. I'm going to give you one more scripture, and then I'm going to let you go for now. But I tell you, let the Lord be high and lifted up in your life. Train. Feel the temple. Stop playing. You know, we get on these lines. We're holier than thou. We go to church. We have a mask on. Because a lot of Christians are hurting. We put on our best, but we are not saying, woe is me. Isaiah began to say, woe is me. I'm undone. I need some help. Help me. I'm among people with unclean lips. He wasn't ashamed. God want to crush all of that stinky pride that we operated in. I'm telling you, I'm excited. But Matthew 28:20, the Bible says, teaching them to observe all things commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. You do not lose with what God used. This is a pivotal moment. Woe is me. I'm lost. For I'm a man of unclean lips. And I'm living among a people of unclean lips. Yet, my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then one of the angels flew to Isaiah, holding a coal that had been taken from the altar. And what did he do? He put it on his mouth, and he said, let the guilt be departed. Let your sin be blotted out. And go and do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. For a theological point, God speaks to our needs for a meaning, for a purpose in our life by calling us to do God's work, not outside, but in the world, with those people, with them. Our calling is a calling to complete the work of Jesus Christ, the work to which God has called us. What's your purpose? What's your calling? We don't have time to be foolish. We don't have time to be playing games. We don't have time to be fighting with one another. We don't have time for that. You've been commissioned to be empowered. You've been commissioned to do the work of ministry. You've been commissioned. You know what? Sometimes we think, oh, well, it was a long time ago. Yeah, I knew I was called. And you bite your fingernails and you start fights and you're cursing and you're lying and you're doing everything that's against what God wants you to do. God has not changed his mind about you. The devil wanted to win. Can't let him. You can't let him. Everything that God told you back then, I want to remind you today.
This is my favorite song. Come on. Yeah.
All right, so you gave your heart to him. You told him you trust him. He told you he'll never leave you. You love him. Get your mind right. Get yourself together. Because God is still with you. He has not changed his mind about you. He still has need of you. He still wants to take you into the presence of the King of Glory. Still want to fill your temple. He still want to commission you. He still have need of you. The devil is a lie, and God is exalted. I get excited about it. I want to encourage you in the Lord today. Tell the Lord, here am I. Send me. Here am I. I'll go. Send me. How can he send you of unclean lips? Read on, finish reading. Because when the angel put the coal on his mouth, he said, your guilt has departed and your sin has been blotted out. Do you believe it? Well, I want to encourage you to receive it. Don't let nobody beat you up with guilt and shame. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And the whole earth is full. Hallelujah, of his glory. Let the smoke blot out everything that's not like God. Let the Lord come in and begin to say, woe is me. God hasn't changed his mind about you. Glory to the Most High God. I'm excited. I am at a place. I believe, and I want to encourage you to believe. Get your praise on, because it's worth fighting for. Get your mind back. It's worth fighting for. Get your purpose together. It is worth fighting for it is the reason that God has planted you here as a messenger. The Bible says that we're all called into the ministry of reconciliation. God want to restore you back unto himself. Amen, amen. We want to thank you for tuning in. We want to thank you for being faithful. We want to thank you for sowing into the ministry, because I'm telling you, salvation is free, but ministry costs. All of our good, faithful listeners that come on every Wednesday, and you come on with a different broadcast, and you sow, I want to encourage those that are on the line today, sow into where you're being blessed. Go to www.givify.com. That's GIVELIFY.com. And just type in Pastor Teresa Docks or Kingdom Builders. or QT Doc, Elder QT Doc. You'll find us right there. You can sow. You'll see the many things that we have going on. I'm telling you, I believe that God wants to use you. And I believe that the call that's on your life, that it shall manifest, and that you'll be made whole in every single area of your life. Amen. Whatever habit that you may be suffering with or dealing with, God said that assignment has been canceled. Do you believe? Whatever you believe in God for, I hear you, Holy Spirit. We're going to do a prayer call. If you have a situation that you want us to believe God with you for, to encourage you to write it down. Write the name down. Write the situation down. And I want you to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. Leave it on our voicemail. And we're going to put it all together. And we're going to do a prayer call. And we're going to lift those prayer requests before the Lord. And we're going to believe for the manifestation. Amen. That's straight from heaven. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for our new program director, Minister Cherie Colbert. She'll be coming in. I just thank God for the woman of God. I believe that God's going to use her in such a pivotal way for the ministry. And if you get a call from her and you're proud of what we're doing, she'll be organizing your program. And you'll get a call any day now. So, again, I want to encourage you in the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to rejoice. Rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God knows your name. God know what you need. He has not forgotten about you. Amen. You can listen to this program in archives. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. And you can listen to all of our many programs in archives. I want to encourage you to stay encouraged. Surround yourself with people that believe in you. Surround yourself with people that encourage you to go into that next place of your destiny. Why? Because God chose you and He knows your name. God bless my wonderful listeners. Bless you and your family and every single thing that concerns you. God knows your name. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of the evening. Prophet Teresa, and God, signing out, but not me. God bless you. We love you. Keep praying. Stay in faith.
He knows my name.
Give me my heart, Lord.